Pope Benedict greeted over 16,000 pilgrims today for his weekly general audience. Charles Collins has the details.
Pope Benedict continued his catechesis on the early figures of the Church during his weekly general audience on Wednesday, this time turning his attention to the fourth pope, St. Clement.
In our catechesis on the early Church, we now turn to the Apostolic Fathers. St. Clement, Bishop of Rome and third successor of Peter, lived in the last years of the first century. He had met the apostles personally. Clement wrote an important letter to the church in Corinth at a time when the Christian community was deeply divided. He encourages them to renew their faith in the message received from the apostles and to be reconciled with one another. In this way, he shows the essential connection between the content of the gospel and the way we live. This connection is essential to Clement's ideal for the church, in which the hierarchical structure is intrinsically ordered to the service of charity. Light and hierarchy are not opposed, but organically connected in the mystery of the one body. According to Clement, not only the church, but also the entire cosmos reflects God's providential love and mercy. Clement concludes his letter by praising God for this marvelous order. Let us join him as we beg the Lord to make his face shine upon us in goodness and peace. Amen.
Before going to the Paul VI audience hall, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in St. Peter's Basilica from the Italian region of Piedmont.
Saluto anzitutto i pellegrini provenienti dalle diocesi della regione ecclesiastica piemontese.
Pope Benedict told them that the Christian faith is being challenged in today's culture. He said it's not always easy to proclaim and witness to the gospel. He urged the bishops of the region to help their people to follow the Lord and to assist them in using their various charisms and spiritual abilities to aid them in this task. I'm Charles Collins.